It is May the 1st, and yes, it was Election Day here in Shelby County. Welcome you all. Thank you for tuning in to Shea Renee and Friends. Yes, we are live, and it is Election Day. So you know what we do on Election Day. We talk politics. So tonight's show is all about politics. Yeah, politics in Shelby County. Yes, we had a general election, and it's going to set people up for the primary. One of the candidates I was representing, she was over the 8th district, or she is asked to run for the 8th district as county commissioner, Commissioner Edith Ann Moore. She's been commissioner before. We're going to hear a little bit from her a little later in the show. And so right now, what I want to do is say, man, it was a beautiful, warm day to be outside all day, greeting people and standing at the polls. It got a little hot. I got a little sweat. I was feeling it dripping down on me, and then a nice breeze came in, and it took us in. And I tell you, before we knew it, it was 7 o'clock. And so I've got the headquarters on the line with me. We're watching the poll numbers to see what the results are. Right now, I don't have any numbers in. As of right now, they have not reported any numbers yet as what I'm seeing, but I do have some backup that are watching the results live on the air, and so they're also helping me to get all of the results. And so, Michael, are you there?
Hey, good evening, Shay.
Good evening.
How are you doing? This is Michael Fleming. It's fantastic. The energy is fantastic. And matter of fact, we're watching the news now, trying to get the most recent information and updates. And so far, they're not reporting anything, but we all are feeling pretty optimistic.
Yes, yes, we are feeling optimistic. I mean, it's been a great journey, and we have bonded. I think we've become a family, even with the poll watchers. We had an outstanding turnout with the poll watchers and people working the polls for us. So we were overwhelmed with the response and the help that people gave us. So, I mean, weren't you excited about that?
I absolutely was. We kind of saw the polls move. I mean, we saw the voting precinct kind of moving slow in the morning, but it kind of sped up in the afternoon. It was a pretty good experience, and just overall, you know, even the competitors' spirit, you know, was kind of high in regards to everybody not really particularly being mean to each other, and everybody seemed to be in good spirits. But we had a lot of thumbs up from voters coming in, saying, you know, kind of indicating that they were going to vote for Ms. Edith Moore. And so it was just a fantastic energy all day.
It was. And the thumbs up was the thing. I mean, and it was kind of like, you know, we were all mocking the photo of Judge Joe Brown and Commissioner Edith Ann Moore. We were kind of doing the thumbs up all day today. So who else is at the campaign headquarters?
Well, yeah, I tell you what, I'm gonna let some of the other members share, and here you go, Jessica.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Hi.
You want to share some of your experience today at the polls?
Today, I experienced a lot of thumbs up, horns beeping, and people waving, smiling, just having a good time, taking a lot of pamphlets and having fun.
Good, good. Now, had you worked the polls before?
I worked the poll the first time. That would be like the early voting I did. I have worked the poll yet.
Okay, all right. So was this your first election? Had you worked other elections?
No, this actually was my first election.
Okay, all right. So how did you feel with this being your first election and your experience? Does it make you want to vote?
I felt good. I felt really good that I wanted to actually help out the community and help out the people and help them choose the right direction of which way they were going to go.
Well, all right. Great answer. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey. That was great. Okay. Well, we appreciate you. And who else is at the headquarters?
Well, here's another person. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, what's up with you?
Hi, who is this?
It's Kaylee DaVinci.
Hi, okay. Kaylee DaVinci. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks for asking.
Good.
So,
now tell me about your day at the poll for Commissioner Edith Ann Moore.
My experience at the polls today was it was awesome. We had a handful of people to come in and vote or whatnot. I mostly enjoyed the fact of just seeing people come and vote and take action in the city, something that really needs to be done. And working with Commissioner, working with Edith Ann Moore, you know, I'm hoping that she becomes a commissioner. But it was
mm-hmm.
awesome from the top to the bottom, getting out here, seeing the people, and just, you know, encouraging people to vote. That was just an awesome experience the whole entire time.
Good, good. Now, you are heading up, like, the millennial voters and generations for Commissioner Moore, returning Commissioner Moore. How does that make you feel? I mean, with her and her experience and her, experience in being in politics, and she sees you and is like, okay, I want you over my millennial.
Well,
how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel awesome. Great. To see, not just to be real about this entire situation, it's beyond awesome. It's a heavily experienced, you know, especially because a lot of our youth do not get out and vote. I try to encourage as many people as possible that are legal to vote, you know, no matter what. People have died and you know, for our rights to be able to vote. So when I'm looking at
mm-hmm.
a lady in her age still doing what she does, 31 years of experience working for IBM and things of that nature, when there weren't a lot of African Americans to even be able to work for a company as such, that says a lot. Her previous experience in 2010 to me said a lot. Judge Joe
mm-hmm.
Brown said a lot to me, not just because he was somebody
mm-hmm.
on TV, but because of his experience in the city of Memphis and his changes that he attempted to place on the city. That said a lot. She just has a lot going for her, other than, you know, vote for me, just because I'm a pretty face, or just giving ideas of a change, but actually being about that change, actually getting out here to make those changes. That's what's important to me, and that is the reason why I decided to help with her campaign.
Wow. Now, this right here is a millennial, you guys. Now, we give the millennials a hard time, but this is what this show is about, showcasing our best and our brightest. And so there are millennials out there that are about voting, and they're rallying up other people, their age group, and they're getting out there, and they're getting to the polls, and they're getting active in politics. And so this is an awesome thing. Commissioner Edith Ann Moore is changing things, and it's a great thing to be a part of this team. Okay, Chris. Keely DaVinci. Okay.
Correct.
I appreciate you.
No problem.
You. And who else is in? Who else is at the headquarters?
I'm going to pass the phone
this
around
good,
to the
guys.
Next individual. I got you. Give me
yes,
one second.
This is good. We have some great poll people, boy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Aretha.
Hi, Aretha. Hey, okay, now tell us about your day at the poll.
I had a nice experience. I had a lot of people praising us on. I had a lot of waves. I had a lot of smiles. It was a very positive day. When I first got there, kind of slow, but it picked up. And it actually turned out to be real nice, and it's actually a lot of fun as well. So I really enjoyed today, and I think we did pretty good.
All right. Now, was this your first time working the polls, or have you worked the polls before?
Yes, it was my first. Well, it wasn't. I was there on the 26th.
Okay.
So
okay.
This is
all
my
right. So you
second
worked during the
day.
Okay.
It's my first time, but it was second, you know. I was there on the 26th, and I was there today.
Okay. Great. All right. So you had a good experience. So that was good. And you're
yes,
involved
yes,
in the political
did.
Process.
Yes.
Yes. And Commissioner Edith Ann Thorne
because
got you involved
I
in the political process.
Myself. Yes. I initially aided myself into it, you know. So
okay.
Overall,
yes.
it was thumbs up for me, you know. I talked to a lot of
yeah.
positive people, and I got a lot of positive feedback. So I was okay with that.
Good. See that's experience that we got too. We were getting one guy. He came up to me, you know, he was walking in, and he was like, "Give me some skin," you know, and I'm playing with him.
Yeah,
and stuff. So
yeah,
when he got
yeah.
done voting, I was like, "Give me some skin." He's like, "I'm gonna give you some skin," you know. So we were
yeah,
having
I
fun
mean,
with the
I,
people.
I really had some fun with the people because I was at Gaston, and that's my area. I've been over there for like 12 years, so I know everybody over there. So most of the people that were coming through there knew me. So I also got to meet a lot of new people.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Yes, I got to meet a lot of new people too. Yeah, yeah. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. I am so glad you enjoyed it. Okay.
Yes,
so who else is in there? Who else is in the room? And also, I want to get some of the numbers. They're starting to come in. So for county mayor, looks like David Lenore is at 51%. Terry Rowland is at 38%, so he's not far behind. Joy Tuliato, she is at 11%. So David Lenore is leading in the county mayor's race on the Republican side. The Democratic side, Lee Harris is at 77%. Sidney Chisholm is at 23%. And so Lee Harris is leading on the Democratic side when it comes to the county mayor's race. Shelby County Commissioners District 1. It's Amber Mills and Melanie McLary. It looks like Amber Mills is at 55%. Melanie McLary is at 45%. So that was a close one. Shelby County District 1 on the Democratic side, J. Raquel Collins, she is at 100% on that one in the Democratic. She is the only candidate on the Democratic side in District 1, and you have two Republicans in District 1. District 2 County Commission. You have one running under Republican and one running under Democrat. We have David Bradford. He's at 100%. And Tom Carpenter is at 100%. District 3, Mick Wright, he's at 53%. Lindsey M. Massey is at 47%. This is District 3 on the Republican side. Democratic side is Monica Timmerman. She's at 100%. And let's see, District 4, Mark Beasley, Republican. He is winning on the Republican side. He's running against Kevin Haley in the 4th District. District 5, we have two Republicans, Richard Morton and Godfrey Diaz. Looks like Richard is winning on the Republican side, 60-40% on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, we have Michael Whaley. We have Lawrence Pignick. He is at, let's see, Michael Whaley is at 80%, and Lawrence is at 20%. So Whaley is running, taking the lead on the Democratic side. District 6, we have Willie Brooks Jr., and he has no competitor. So he has no competition in District 6. He is the only one in that district. District 7 on the Republican side, we have one Republican, Samuel Goff, and we have three Democrats, Stephanie Gatewood, Tammy Sawyer, Eric Dunn. It looks like Stephanie Gatewood is at 44%, and Tammy Sawyer is at 42%. Eric Dunn is at 15%. On the Democratic side, District 8, these are our numbers. Michelle Lowry J.B. Smiley Jr., Daryl Lewis, and Edith Ann Moore. Mikhail Lowry is at 60%. J.B. Smiley Jr. is at 22%. And Daryl Lewis is at 11%. Edith Moore is at 8%. See, District 9 Republican Sharon Webb. She is at 100%. She's the only Republican. District 9 Democrat side, you got Edmund Ford Jr., Ross Nichols, Jonathan Lewis, Adrian Killebrew, Pamela Williams, Ian Jeffries, Jonathan Lane. Looks like the lead on that one is Edmund Ford Jr. Democratic side, Reginald Milton. He's the only one running on the Democratic side. Let's see. Eddie Jones is leading in the 11th district. Republican, let's see. Brandon Morrison is leading on the Republican side in District 13. And Greg Monger, District 13, on the Democratic side, he's leading. Republican side, assessor of property. The Republican is leading in that race is Robert Chip Troy. Democratic side, the leader in that one is Melvin Burgess, 66%. Trustee on the Republican side is George Barnes Chisholm at 71%. Shelby County Trustee Democratic is Regina Morris Newsom. She's leading in that race, just shy of Joseph Lee III at 41%. Sheriff, Republican side, Dale Lane, he is leading on the Republican side. Let's see, Democratic side, Floyd Bonner is at 75%, Benny Comps at 25%. Republican side, Circuit Court Clerk is Tom Leatherwood leading in that on that race. Tamika Gibson is leading on the Democratic side. Now, who we have on the phone right now?
Dexter Foster.
Sir,
can you hear me?
You?
I'm fine. How about
yes,
you?
I can hear you. I'm doing well, doing well. Tell us about your day at the polls today.
Well, my day has been, it was pleasant, so to say. You know, got to meet a lot of the candidates that we were running against at the poll today. And got to meet some positive people from other campaigns. You know, it's a nice, warm, hot, sunny day. But I believe that overall, you know, we were getting some positive feedback for my candidate, which is Ms. Moore. But overall, I thought it was a good experience.
Yes, I thought it was, too. I thought it was, too. It ended up being a very fun day. And like you said, I got to meet a lot of the candidates that I wasn't familiar with. So that was a good thing,
right,
too, because I didn't. Yeah, I got to meet some of the candidates that I hadn't met before, prior. And so that was a good experience because I got to know them and know their platform and stuff. So that was a good thing. And
yeah,
so,
it was.
And then got to meet people. Yeah, got to meet people. The voters were fun. I can say that.
Yeah,
the voters,
I thought
they
that.
In, they had a great attitude, and they were a lot of fun.
I thought they were, too. You know, I think pretty much today's posters that came in, the men were pretty much set on who they were going to vote for, from what I could tell.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, so I think overall I didn't see any real, you know, bustling in among the candidates during the course of the race, so that was a positive thing, too. So, you know, we're just looking at the results, and hopefully the best person, whoever God decides to put in that position, wins.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Well, who else is there? And hopefully, we'll get, how is Edith doing? Because we're gonna be running out of time, so if we don't get to talk to Edith.
Okay, here
she is. We can definitely talk to
Hold
her
on
next
a minute.
Week. Okay. Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hey.
Hello, Commissioner Edith Ann Moore. Hey.
How you doing?
So tell us about doing good.
Well, we're just anxiously sitting here watching the three. Yeah, and I'm fixing hot dogs for everybody.
Yes, it's still early in the poll.
Right.
So it'll probably be a little bit later. Yeah, it'll probably be like 10 o'clock, and they'll probably have all the numbers in.
Right.
Probably around 10.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we've got a few numbers. They're slowly coming in and stuff, so we're just going to wait. But we're going to be all at the headquarters and stuff. And so tell our listeners a little bit about you, your platform, and just let them know Edith Ann Moore.
Well, Edith Ann Moore is a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother who has been in been in community for I don't know how long, and I'm looking. The number's not looking that good right now, but we are. It's still early, and we are hopefully making a difference, win, lose, or draw. And the reason why I say we're making a difference is because we've made, in this campaign, we've made people think. And hopefully we have made them up their game. And what I mean by that is no longer politics as the status quo. You know, we need to make sure that we know who we are voting for. There's a lot of factors in why people vote. They vote for what? Okay. All right. So we're going in five or six different directions right now, Ms. Shea. And I mean, I'm kind of like just waiting for most of the votes to come in. I'm sitting right now at about 8%, but we're looking for that to rise. And we just can't tell right now because they're talking about what
early.
Is an early voting.
The polls just closed.
It's still early.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, the polls have just closed. And so what went on today, they don't. Those numbers are still, you know, coming in.
Uh-huh.
And so it's still early. It may be 10, 11 o'clock before they get all the numbers in.
We have done absolutely a fantastic job for running a 2-month campaign. I didn't start until January, February, March, April, really a 3-month campaign. And that's unheard of. So we all, the whole team of three or four, however many it was of us, we should be proud of what we did. And we have brought a lot of attention to a lot of issues.
Yes, and the thing is, you said you wanted to make a difference, and I think you have. I don't know if you heard Keeley Da Vinci, but the one of the millennials that you have, and to hear what they said about you and what you and Judge Joe have put into their life to make them want to get involved and get other
and that's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Process. Exactly.
A lot of times, you know, Shay, what a lot of people think is, and I don't know if how the listening audience feel about this, you can win by losing.
Yes.
And what do I mean by that? You just mentioned it. We have opened the minds of a lot of people who may not have been exposed to politics, who may not have been exposed to anything that Judge Joe wants to put out there. And that's what we must do. We must get them to thinking, get them into action. Like I was the guest of a Teamster group where they want to start hiring people that we, you know, refer to them. So all of that would not have come about if we had not run the race. So we have opened doors for jobs. We've opened doors that if the new people come in, they better, you know, the things that we have put on the board, like fighting the blight, they've got to do it. And the voters, like I've told them, if you don't get out and vote, or if you vote for the wrong person, they don't do nothing for you, then you don't have anything to complain about because it's your fault.
Exactly.
We have absolutely nothing to complain about when it is your fault. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, and it's about knowing that candidate, knowing who you're voting for. And one thing that I heard you, because when you were out there, you were visiting some of the polls, and you came to our poll, and you were talking to one of the men voters, and he was really inquisitive, and he wanted to know about you as a commissioner. And I love what you told him. You said, if you vote for me as your commissioner, then that means you should be able to call me as your commissioner. And I love that you told a voter that, because a lot of times voters, people who vote, feel like once they vote for the politician, they get to shake the hands, they get to meet with the people, they get to talk to the politician, but as soon as they get that seat, they can't connect with that elected official.
And the reason why you have that disconnect is because that's the status quo. That is what has been going on for millennia, has been going on forever. And most people know that once they get in the office, by whatever means necessary, they don't have to do anything. For the simple reason, the people don't ask for nothing.
Yes.
And they take a piece of paper that someone has. Oh, you getting ready? Okay. Are we online? Because we've got people asking questions. And
I said we're live at the headquarters. It's all about politics.
Okay,
that's the joy.
Okay, I'm gonna turn this over to Corey for a minute.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, Corey. This is your first experience in politics. So, are you going to continue in politics?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, see, that right there is what Commissioner Edith Ann Moore was talking about. And we're almost out of time. So she did wrap up at a good time because we are out of time. We've got like 3 minutes. And so we were doing a short show. Yes, we are doing a short show because I want to get to the headquarters and I want to get off of work and I want to have fun, guys. And so anyway, this has been Shay Renee and Friends. And if nobody's told you that they love you today, well, we're telling you that we love you. We love you. And so until next week, hey, guys, motivate somebody and live more and laugh more and follow the show. Visit our website, bytvlive.com. This has been Shay Renee. And it's election day, guys, in Shelby County. Until next week, much love.